The fourth annual symposium on advances and current issues in food animal well-being took place yesterday at the John Tyson Poultry Science Center on the U of A campus. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The mission of the UA Center for Food Animal Well-being is to improve animal health, handling, food safety, and productivity through the use of optimal welfare practices. This was the fourth annual Animal Well-being Symposium hosted at the U of A. Dr. Joy Mench was a featured speaker. She's a professor of animal sciences at UC Davis. She's developed environmental enrichment strategies for lab rodents and rabbits. She's also conducted behavioral research on poultry with the aim to improve housing, handling, and management. She says animal agriculture is slowly but surely shifting.
So there's a lot of discussion nowadays about what makes a system sustainable. So even from the perspective of animal welfare, we have to balance behavioral freedom for the animals with animal health considerations. Sometimes those two things don't coincide with each other. On the broader scale, we have to think about food affordability, food safety considerations, the environmental impacts of systems. So I think now there's a lot of discussion about whether these systems we've developed, which have been primarily motivated, I would say, by producing large quantities of food at a low price, to what extent they are sustainable in the broader sense.
Because the dairy, poultry, and beef industry are invisible to the general public, consumers get most of their information from retailers, Mench says.
For them right now, I think it's really the emphasis on understanding how the food system works, understanding what concerns their consumers have, that they need to direct their attention toward, whether that's animal welfare or whether that's environmental issues, and then working with the producers to create some standards, some guidelines, to help meet those expectations of their consumers.
No federal animal welfare laws have been enacted in the United States yet. But Mench says retailers are helping to push better practices.
I started working with McDonald's in about 1999, the same time I started working with the U.S. egg industry. And our initial goal was to set standards for conventional cage production. The amount of room that the birds need to be provided, ammonia levels in the building. There is a practice called molting that where the hens, when their production starts to decline, you have them molt their feathers and they come back into production again. That used to be done by taking away the food and sometimes the water for an extended period of time. So for both McDonald's and the egg industry, that practice was discontinued. But McDonald's has been very proactive and has funded a big project that I've been working on for the last 3 years for a big team of researchers to collect data from different kinds of hen housing systems on all aspects of sustainability. So that's McDonald's in coalition with a lot of other retailers, and that's going to enable them to make some decisions in the future about their egg supplies and what directions they want to go in.
Confined animal feeding operations that raise tens of thousands of cattle, swine, or turkeys per batch to slaughter provide the girth of the U.S. meat chain. So that's where animal welfare scientists like Dr. Joy Mench are concentrating.
There is this somewhat philosophical position that if we raise animals in large numbers, in large groups, in concentrated operations, that therefore it is bad. I'm not focused in that way. I'm focused more on identifying the problems we have in particular kinds of production systems and figuring out how we can fix those in a way to make the systems even more sustainable.
And to be clear, Mench says, there's no distinction between the usage animal welfare versus animal well-being. They represent the same thing. More than 180 participants turned out for the symposium, a mix of contract growers, scientists, small farmers, and industry representatives. Some came specifically to hear this woman.
My name is Temple Grandin, and I am professor of animal science at Colorado State University.
Temple Grandin is an internationally known expert and author on autism spectrum disorder. She was severely autistic as a child. She also is a noted animal welfare scientist, industrial farm designer, and advocate. Her remarkable life was chronicled by actress Claire Danes in the Emmy Award-winning HBO movie titled Temple Grandin. Her humane livestock raising and slaughterhouse facilities have been universally adopted. She's also developing an objective scoring system for assessing cruel handling of cattle and swine based on vocalization metrics.
I would classify myself as someone who really cares about animal welfare. Kind of put things really, really simply, animal welfare, we want to be better stewards of the animals. Animal rights, you're getting into a lot of anti-meat. I eat all the meats. I eat eggs, I eat poultry, I eat all of them. But I feel very strongly we've got to handle animals right.
One thing that concerns Grandin currently is the intensive breeding practices to produce the most profitable animal.
What I call biological system overload. We're pushing this dairy cow, we're pushing this laying hen. The dairy cow, for example, milk production's gone up and up and up. And if you put it on the graph, milk production's gone way up. Reproduction's gone way down. You see, I think there's trade-offs. Laying hens have extremely high levels of osteoporosis and broken bones. I think we have to start looking at what is optimal production, looking a lot better at the whole system. I'm getting very concerned about problems with lack of disease resistance. If an animal puts everything into the production, there's nothing left for reproduction and for fighting off disease.
Education is key.
People want to know where their food comes from. I think there's some practices we're going to need to change. Sow stalls, we need to get rid of that. We need to figure out a way to get to anesthetize baby pigs when we castrate them. There's some things like that that have to be changed. You know, there's some things we have to change. But there's no way we can just put all the pigs back outside. That's just not going to be sustainable. We need to fix some things, and then we need to be opening up the door and showing people. And I think the talk this morning on the tours of the chicken farm and the dairy and the beef farm, we need to be doing a lot more of those kinds of things. In fact, I have some videos. Beef plant video tour with Temple Grandin, pork plant video tour with Temple Grandin, and turkey plant video tour with Temple Grandin. You can look those up on YouTube.
Incorporating animal welfare best management practices into intensive animal agriculture to meet consumer demands for McNuggets and McBurgers will take time, says Temple Grandin.
Well, the animals that we use for food, we've got to give them a life that's worth living. That's what the Farm Animal Welfare Council said maybe over 20 years ago in England. And give them a, you know, painless death. Those are things we need to be doing for the animals.
The symposium was sponsored in part by Tyson Foods, Butterball, Cobb Vantress, and McDonald's. To learn more about the work being accomplished on animal well-being at the University of Arkansas, visit foodanimalwellbeing.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.